everyone, and welcome to Futures in Languages, a podcast showcasing stories from UCF's Modern Languages and Literatures Department alumni. I'm your host, Christina Torres. Today, we'll be talking with Karen Ochoa, who graduated with a double major in Spanish and Communication Sciences and Disorders. She also took classes in Italian in our department, and she graduated in spring of 2018. Thank you so much for joining us today, Karen.
Thank you so much for having me today.
It's great to meet you. And we're going to go ahead and start off with our first question, which is, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe where you're from?
Yeah, so I actually am from Titusville, which is about an hour east of Orlando. So I grew up over there. My family is Guatemalan. So they, both my parents grew up in Guatemala and then moved when they were in their 20s and 30s. And then they had me and my brothers. And so I've been exposed to Spanish since I was a little girl. And I've still got a lot of family in Guatemala.
So was there Spanish spoken in your house and then you went on and decided, yes, I want to go and study Spanish in school?
Yeah, so actually my first language was Spanish. And then my parents like to tell the story that when I was 4 years old and entered preschool, I then came home one day and refused to speak any more Spanish. Mm-hmm. And I only wanted to speak English from that point on. Now, I've always understood a lot of what my family has said, but I think because of my own stubbornness when I was a four-year-old, my Spanish skills did kind of atrophy a little bit and not, you know, strengthen the way that they should have. Mm-hmm. But then when I got older in middle school and high school, we had some Spanish classes and I, you know, got this bug like, okay, now I want to go back and learn Spanish again. Mm. So I started taking Spanish in middle school, took it a little bit in high school. And then when I graduated from my first degree at University of Florida, then I was like, you know what? I actually want to go back and study Spanish as a college degree. So then that's when I looked at programs at UCF. I was living near home. So I was like, you know what? I can commute an hour and do my Spanish degree there. So
awesome. That's okay.
My journey.
Great. What have you been up to since graduation?
So I graduated 4 years ago. And so since then, I entered a master's program at the University of Virginia. And so I studied communication sciences and disorders to become a speech language pathologist. Mm-hmm. I'm now working in my third year and I'm at an elementary school. So this is my third year being in the elementary level.
So you're a speech language pathologist. And can you give us a little bit about maybe like a typical day, like some things that you do as a speech language pathologist?
Yeah. So in the school system, we are in the special education department. So a lot of my day is spent treating and evaluating children that have communication problems. So a lot of the kids on my caseload right now have issues with articulation. Some of them stutter, and then others have difficulty with organizing their language. Mm-hmm. Some have additional disabilities like ADHD, also autism. So that's like the majority of my caseload is children with disabilities. And then some have additional medical impairments as well, like Down syndrome, or they've had other medical events that have happened to them. So on a typical day, I would treat a lot of children with articulation. So really working on the speech sound errors. And then I also push into classrooms. So I help kids kind of understand the classroom curriculum. And then other times I'm in meetings with teachers or I'm in meetings with administrators or I'm contacting parents and kind of supporting the children's communication skills at home.
It sounds like you're working on a lot. How did studying Spanish and Italian influence your day-to-day now?
So when I was actually at University of Florida, I studied linguistics. And so I think that that background definitely helped guide me towards just understanding communication in general. And then when I got to UCF, studying both Spanish and Italian, you know, learning the phonetic system of both, well, Spanish, you know, I had already known the phonetic system, but learning differences between Spanish and Italian and just how difficult it was for me being able to articulate those things kind of got my mind thinking like, oh, this could be something that I'm interested in. And then when I browsed other departments that was kind of related, then I happened to stumble upon communication sciences and disorders. And so then that kind of started me down this path of, well, could I possibly work with children that maybe speak Spanish that have communication problems? And so that I did have some opportunity to do when I was at UCF, kind of combining both of those interests together.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've read, and you can, you know, you're the expert here on speech-language pathology, but I've read that sometimes issues of language learning are misdiagnosed as speech issues. Can you maybe talk to a little bit about how your background helped you to navigate that?
Yeah, that is actually a huge concern in our field right now, that a lot of times children that are from Spanish-speaking homes, they might start kindergarten and they might not have ever been exposed to English before. So then the teachers might think, oh, they might have a language disorder because they're not speaking any English at all. And then what happens is, unfortunately, some speech therapists that don't speak Spanish will then test them in English. And then, of course, it looks like they have a language disorder because they don't speak English, when in reality, it's just a language difference because they weren't tested in their own home language. So we actually have a few of those students in my county right now that I'm actually helping out with because I'm the only Spanish-speaking therapist in my county. Mm. So our lead speech therapist has asked me to go into other schools and just do a, you know, an hour or two evaluation on them in Spanish to determine if it is a language difference or a disorder, because we don't want to find children eligible for special education if it's not really a disability and it's just because they don't speak English.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a really important role to play in your county. How exciting that you're able to apply that knowledge to serve the needs of your students in your community.
Yeah, and I definitely think that because I pursued the Spanish myself, I think that that is definitely why I then like want to take the leadership role in those. So if any of those children come up, I will often volunteer to be involved in their case just so that, you know, I can make sure that they get the services that they need or not get the services that they don't need.
Mm-hmm. It also sounds a little bit like language learning helped you to job security, you know?
Yes, definitely.
Thinking about your journey in our department, can you tell us a little bit about what advice you might offer someone who's interested in studying Spanish or Italian, given your experience?
Yeah, so I would definitely say that my relationship with the professors is really what I think helped move my journey forward. I think if when I did my first degree at University of Florida, I didn't talk to any professors. I never went to office hours. I just was in my own little bubble. But then when I went to UCF, I was a little bit older and I was determined to actually make connections there. So by reaching out to specific professors that were my teachers, but also I knew them in another way, I really got to know them, and then I got to know what other opportunities were available in other departments. So for example, when I was at UCF, I actually did a volunteering. I'm not sure if they're still doing it, but it's with an elementary school in the area called Hillcrest.
Hillcrest, yeah.
So yeah, so I got to volunteer and do little mini lessons for fourth graders in Spanish. And so I think that also helped me get a little bit of exposure to teaching children. And so I think like because I took that opportunity, I then could see myself, okay, maybe I could see myself working with children in an elementary level. So yeah.
So that helped you to visualize your future as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Great. I'm so glad that you're encouraging other folks to go and talk to their professors, their faculty. I really always try to encourage my students to do this. And I know that sometimes folks are a little bit shy because they think that they're bothering us, but that's not the case. I always encourage them like, hey, you paid for the class and the class includes consultation hours. So please visit us, ask us questions. We enjoy talking about our subjects and we enjoy mentoring.
The other thing too that helped was not necessarily committing to go into office hours, but even catching a professor just a couple minutes after class or even before class. Mm-hmm. Because I know my excuse for never wanting to go to office hours is because I wasn't on campus during that time and I didn't want to come early. But a lot of the professors that I had, if they didn't have another class after, they were happy to chat with me right after for about 5 to 10 minutes. So there was no pressure on anyone.
That's a great pro tip there. Yeah. What would you say is your favorite thing about your job now?
So I would say just when I can work with a child for a while and then they finally are able to do whatever skill I'm teaching them and they're able to then do it by themselves. So because I work with children that have communication problems, when they're finally able to get their speech sound. So for example, if I have a kid who has trouble with the K sound and their name, of course, starts with a K sound, as soon as they can finally say their name right, it is just so amazing to see them light up. Like, I can say my name finally. So it's just very, it's very heartwarming. And it warms me up when it's a hard day. Mm-hmm. And like, that's, I finally got a kid to say their name right. Like, yay.
Yeah. We always live for those aha moments, those heartwarming aha moments of yes, got it. Well, do you have a favorite story from our department, from your time in our department?
Well, not through the Spanish department, but through the Italian department, I actually studied abroad.
Mm.
And at UCF, we went to, I think it's still going to Florence. So I would say probably my favorite story from that is because I took that opportunity to go to Italy and study abroad, that's actually how I met my boyfriend.
Mm.
And we've now been together over 8 years. He moved up here with me to Virginia. Mm. He took Italian classes with me. So, you know, I think the Spanish department helped me with my job prospects, mm-hmm. and the Italian department helped me with my love life. So,
oh, that's such a sweet story. You met studying abroad. I encourage students to study abroad. I mean, you know, it's always just a great personal experience, you know, as a whole. Do you have any memorable language related stories while you were in Italy of using the Italian language?
Yes. So when I studied abroad, one of the things that I tried to do was take little mini trips to nearby areas. And so because I was studying Italian and I was a little bit more proficient than just a beginner, I was then able to converse with the people that I was staying at their Airbnb. Mm-hmm. So I was visiting Torino up in the north of Italy. And because I was able to speak a little bit of Italian, I was able to connect with the gentleman that I was, whose house I was staying at. And turns out he was a chef at one of the local, it was like a bar restaurant. And so he invited me and my boyfriend over to his restaurant. And so we got to like taste some of his Italian style food and then just really learn a little bit more about the culture just through that connection of seeing his Airbnb. So it was really cool.
It sounds like a really cool experience. One of the common themes in the podcast has been how language is the door for connection. And it sounds very much like your story adds to that theme in our podcast series. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners here, Karen, towards the end of our podcast episode?
Just a general encouragement that, you know, even if you're studying something else, I definitely see the value of, I mean, especially Spanish, especially in Florida, you know, there's so many people that even if you just know a few words and phrases, that really does help connect with other people. And I don't know how many times, you know, my Spanish skills aren't the best, but I'm trying to practice them still. And I'm trying to encourage some of my children to learn, some of my students here at the school to learn a few words. And they're now so happy to say, hola, ¿cómo estás? To me when they see me in the hallway. So yeah, just, there's nothing that should be holding you back from even just taking a couple classes, learning a few words.
Yeah, I feel like often folks have this fear of sounding different or sounding not at a level that they'd want to. But everyone who's come through and talked about their journey say, hey, if you get through that part, the next part is really great. And frankly, the part of learning becomes fun, too. You know, it's all about perspective and attitude that you take towards it, too. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Karen, for joining us today on this episode. It's such a treat to get a chance to talk with you and have your story included in our podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Futures in Languages. I'd like to give a shout out to Davideo Guy for our intro and outro music downloaded from freesound.org. I'm Christina Torres, and our featured guest today was Karen Ochoa. Tune in next time to hear more alumni stories from Modern Languages. For more information about Spanish, Italian, and other language programs in the Modern Languages Department, please visit our website at mll.cah.ucf.edu.